you by the local Bible call program.
This is program number LW1110. And I said to myself, self, look in the mirror. That's what a young Wall Street broker had to do. Let me tell you the story. He was a prosperous young man who fell in love with a young actress in town. He was seen frequently escorting her to the finest places. He thought she was a woman of dignity and purity, and he wanted to marry her. But being a cautious man, as I suppose all Wall Street brokers are, he decided that before he proposed marriage, he would have a private investigator check out her background. After all, he reminded himself, I have a reputation to protect, you know, and a growing fortune to consider. I don't want to marry the wrong girl. So the Wall Street broker hired a reputable agency and told them to keep their word discreet and extremely secretive. In due time, the investigator's report was sent to the young man. It read this way. The lady has an unblemished past. Her reputation is spotless. Her friends and her associates are of the best reputation themselves. The only shadow is that currently she is often seen around town in the company of a young broker of dubious business practices. Well, hello, self. Take a look in the mirror. I don't know what it is about us people, but we don't like to admit our own reputation, you know, unless it's good. We don't like to admit our mistakes. We sometimes want to know what other people think about us, that is, at first. Then we become a little fearful, don't we? It's natural that we want to think of only the best of ourselves because our mistakes bother us. We'd rather see other people's mistakes rather than our own. Yet, you know, the Bible says that such destroys us. Jesus was talking one day. He said our problem was that we could see the little speck in another person's eye and not consider the 2x4 in ours. In other words, Christ was pointing out that we people are much more quick to judge small offenses in other people's lives than we are the much larger offenses in our own. Well, when we can see that a speck of dust blinds a person momentarily, what should a 2x4 do? Jesus said that what we ought to do is to get rid of the lumber in our own life so that we can help the other person with his own smaller problems. But what do? Jesus said we're guilty of judging other people with unwarranted judgment. He says, do not judge, or you too will be judged. He says, for in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. So it's sort of like talking to a mirror when you're talking about someone else. Try standing in front of the mirror and say to that person in the mirror what you have said to another in judging someone else. That reflection, according to the Bible, is talking back to you and is saying the same things about you. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. So, hello self. The Bible says that all of us, though, stand in judgment as having rebelled against God. I've talked to people who insist they don't believe they're really in trouble with God because they haven't done all that much wrong. But the Bible says all of us are in trouble with God. All of us have rebelled against God. There is none of us righteous, but all of us have broken God's moral law. Now that's terrible. It's more than terrible. It's tragic. It's catastrophic. Hello, self. I'm talking about me. Trying to get you to see you. Before condemning someone else, hello self.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.